TalkLine Network Radio, America's longest-running Jewish broadcast network, the voice of the Jewish community.
What are we gonna do with our children? What are we gonna do to show we care? How are we gonna be there for our children when they feel that life has just not been that fair?
Good evening and welcome back to Masks weekly radio show on Family Matters. Mask mothers and fathers aligned, saving kids of all ages and all stages with all mental health issues, including and addictions. If you know somebody that needs a referral for a therapist, a yeshiva liaison, for an inpatient or outpatient program of any mental health kind, feel free to call us at our anonymous confidential number, 718-758-0400. Again, I'm going to repeat the number. Maybe you want to jot it down for yourself, a loved one, a neighbor, or someone you usually would sit next to in shul. Our number again, 718-758-0400. Tonight, I am very honored to have with us a colleague, a friend, Chana Frimit Yeraskowitz, who is a certified school social worker, and she's been working with children and families and educating professionals and teachers for more than 15 years. And her focus is helping others understand actually how to incorporate practical tips by looking at the underlying root of whatever the presenting challenge is. And she's really passionate and creates awareness in bridging the gap between the current research and practice and the neuroscience into practical, easy steps. Chana Frimit gives lectures on topics on relationships and consults with schools on developmental psychology, and she also taught both research and psychopathology to master level students. She's actually in the process of writing books to make more awareness on the neuroscience-based practical tips for professionals and parents. I'd like to welcome you on tonight to our show. Thank you for being here, Chana Frimit. How are you?
Thank you so much, Rachama. Baruch Hashem, good. And thank you, Rachama. And I want to thank MASK for this great opportunity to help share some awareness with the community. MASK has been at the forefront helping families before was the awareness that we had today. And it is amazing how MASK holds the family's hand, providing resources and assisting them every step of the way. And we're so fortunate to have MASK with us in our communities. So thank you again, Rahma.
Thank you. We are coming up to starting our 24th year, Bezras Hashem, before Purim.
So beautiful.
Yeah. And over 110,000 families that have worked with MASK, and nothing could be done without, of course, Yatzah Tishmaya and my wonderful staff. So it's really Yashkoach to all of them.
Thank you.
So let's start by, I'd like you to talk to my listeners about your parenting with GAL. I know you call it GAL, games, affection, and limit setting, and how it relates to parenting that when parents have kids in pain, which we all refer to as KIPS.
Thank you. Yes. So I'm going to first just put this disclaimer out there that everything I share is for awareness purposes only, and it's not meant to treat or diagnose. So the first thing I want to talk about with all of you is what I call the notebook. So we're going to pretend for a moment that love is quantified in balls. So imagine if every single child needs 50 balls of love a day, and you are a mom or dad that gives 100 balls of love a day, and you have a kid in pain, and you give that child 200 balls of love a day. Imagine you are throwing all those love balls. You are going above and beyond giving those love balls in every way you know how. Now, I want you to visualize that in front of your child's face, there is a notebook or a big blockage. So when I have in-person sessions, I actually put a notebook in front of my face to show the parent there's something in front of my face. So imagine you throw a ball at me when I have that notebook. You're throwing that love ball at me, but it bounces right off the notebook onto the floor. So here's the important piece. You as the parent gave the love. Maybe your child didn't receive it this time because there was that notebook in front of their face, but you gave it. So I want to bring this to awareness that the parents I meet, and I've met thousands of parents, are amazing, inspiring parents, every single one. They may each have a story. They may have struggles. They may have some easier days and some harder days, but they are all trying their best. They're throwing those love balls in every size, shape, or color. Parents get 100% for the effort and love that they put in. And we need to give credit to parents, especially parents who have a child who's in pain or struggling in one way or another, because parents are doing awesome. Now imagine if we can try to make a little hole in that notebook, or try to have the child remove that notebook aside from their face for a second. That's what parenting with Gal is. Parenting with Gal is looking behind the symptom to discover additional ways how we can access the child. Parenting with Gal is all about accessing the thinking, feeling mind, which is what we call the social and emotional mind. It's practical tips that we give parents in many different areas of parenting that are all based on neuroscience of what's happening behind the scenes in the mind of a child. So we can have conversations and interactions that access this part of the mind, the thinking, feeling. We can change a tiny bit of how we might be doing something to make that small hole in that notebook to help build that emotional connection and regulation. And just to go one more step, like a step further in parenting with Gal, it stands for games, affection, and limit setting. So G is for the games and conversations that stimulate this special kind of growth, the thinking and feeling mind that we want to stimulate. So for example, we could change a simple word in a sentence and a child can actually process what we say differently. If we ask a child, what did you do today in school? Or what did you do today? We need them to remember what they did and tell us information. They're pulling it out of their recall or memory box. But if we say to a child, what was your favorite part of your day? What was your worst part of your day? Then just with the switch or adding of a little word, we're connecting personally to them and we're helping them access the thinking, feeling mind. And A in parenting with Gal is for affection and bonding. Love is the gas that makes the engine run in parenting. And we can give love in unexpected different ways. Like, for example, if we leave a note under our teen's pillow and they're not expecting it, it has a huge effect on the relationship. And we're doing this because we're accessing the thinking, feeling mind of, hey, we're thinking, I wasn't expecting a note under my pillow. Oh my, I'm anticipating what's going to happen next. And L in limit setting is, and L in parenting with Gal is for limit setting. So limit setting is very important for child or teen security, but we're not going to focus on that aspect right now. And the main part of parenting a child in pain or any child is we need to get to know the unique child and how we might be able to provide the game's affection and limit setting protocols by making a small hole in that notebook that we just spoke about. And we need to understand what is going on behind the scenes, such as trauma, self-esteem challenges, the way they process sensory information, how strong their thinking skills like perspective taking and problem solving skills are, or if they have a learning challenge or a social challenge, or maybe they have a need that they don't feel is met. And notice I said that they don't feel the need is met, because you can be providing something and a child can potentially not be receiving it. So we want to understand the unique profile, interactions, and relationships of each child so we can try to help a parent make a small hole in that notebook to reach the child. And I just want to end this question sharing how sometimes parenting is walking through a wide trail of open space in a forest of trees. So we have a lot of space to go. And other times we need to journey narrow, treacherous pathways. And that requires us to turn sideways, huffing and puffing as we trek on. And it's at those times we want to know the journey is the goal. The hug and the kiss on the way. The talks and the walks on the way. Each interaction is helping. Sometimes we feel confused. Sometimes we feel comforted. Parenting is finding the strength within the challenges. And in Parenting with Gal, the main point that I would love for, you know, to bring awareness to is that it's not about the outcome. We do things for the journey. We get points for what we do. It's all about the journey, and the journey is the goal. And the conversations we have are for the sake of the actual conversations. The play that we do, the interactions we have, the love that we give is for the sake of those interactions, regardless of outcome. So that's just a little bit of how I would explain what Parenting with Gal is.
Right. So thank you, Hanna. That was very, very clear. I do want to mention those out there that Chaya Freeman has a PhD and a licensed LCSW as well. So I want to go on. You know, there are many moms and dads that try so hard in so many different ways with so many different techniques or approaches that they could hear, whether from you or other professionals or books or just going online, and it just doesn't work. What do you say to those clients? How could you address that, please?
Sure. Thank you. So I get this question a lot from parents that say to me, what am I doing wrong? Like, this technique's not working. I read this in a book and this technique is not working. Or what am I doing wrong? I tried what you said. And I want to bring awareness to the fact that this is what I tell parents back. You're not doing anything wrong. So I think that parents are very hard on themselves, and they have to know, you have to know if you're a parent, you did nothing wrong. So I tell parents, you know, tell yourself you did exactly what was suggested, or maybe you didn't do exactly what was suggested because you felt some other way would be better for your child and it didn't work. All we're going to do is we're going to see if we can try new ideas, but you did nothing wrong. Again, my main awareness point here is you get points for trying to implement it. I don't want parents of a kid in pain or any child who is struggling to be hard on themselves. Parents can feel so much judgment. And when we hear behind the scenes how many balls of love they provide and how many things they have tried and how many tears they have shed, how many worries they have stored, I can tell you, hands down, every single parent is a wonderful parent and gives their heart and soul and gets 100% of their efforts. And I want to end this question off by saying, like, for every kid in pain, there's a parent in pain as well. And they're amazing parents. And we're just going to keep trying and giving more tips.
Absolutely. Parents do their best. And I just, you do mention about joining with teenagers. Teenagers are a whole different topic. But can you share with my listeners some ideas to help them facilitate the joining?
Sure. So thank you. So joining is doing an activity together or alongside your child or teen, or sharing some time together just for the sake of the connection and bonding. So one of the points we talk about with parenting teens is what we call invite and it's all right. So invite and it's all right means we invite a child or teen to join us, but we always know it's all right if they don't join. It's okay. And I'm going to share a few joining activities that many parents find helpful. So part of this is realizing that the activity doesn't have to be a long activity. 5-minute injections of love are amazing. And the focus is not on if you're doing it right or wrong. The focus is on doing something either relaxing, enjoyable, calming, or something that shows our love by sharing time with your teenager. So you can send a text message with words of affection in the middle of the day. And here's a quick tip that I give parents. You can actually set an alarm on your phone to remind yourself at 12 p.m. every day to send a love message to your teenager, or you can tell your teen verbally or by leaving a note reminding them and referencing a pleasant memory of something you did together. So this is really an amazing part of bonding or joining with your teen when you join together to remember something that you did that was fun in the past. And it can be especially helpful for kids that are struggling. And here's another idea I like to give parents. Never underestimate the power of getting something really small, like a keychain or something that shows your love through a small, tangible item. So getting something that's worth little in monetary value and is there for the sole purpose of showing your love is very different than giving your child a very large item. So when we give large items, our teens can feel like it's coming to them, they earned it, they need it, or they would have received it regardless of your feelings. But giving something very small is meaningful because it is given for the sole purpose of expressing your love. Like when you come home and you say, I was in the store and I just saw this cute thing and I thought of you and like I really just wanted to get it for you. And the last idea I want to mention is we can be moving together. So this is really neuroscience based, how when we move, it activates the thinking feeling mind. So we can go jogging, biking, playing, tennis or something like that, or kickboxing together. So any activity you do together, you can have silent messages, even if you're completely silent and not talking about anything or talking about whatever you want to be talking about. You can be projecting love and transmitting love with silent messages without saying a word. And nature has an additional powerful place of healing to build in that connection. And I want to mention here that the MASK motto of hang in, hold on, and hug tight. I love that motto. It really relates to this kind of joining with the teen, of just joining for the sake of joining.
Well, thank you. Yep, we always say hang in, hold on, hug tight. So let's talk about acceptance and validation, you know, how that plays a role in parenting with Gal.
Okay, yes, sure. So I give parents this tip. Validation does not mean we will allow the child to do the desired item or that we okayed it. Validation just means the child or teen will feel we understand the depth, intensity, and meaning they have for that desire. And we become the safe person to go to. So we talk about before somebody feels validated, we see what I call the wah response, like wah as in crying, but it's W-A-A. So a lot of times if someone does not feel validated, they either walk away or they ask again. So W is like walk away. they ask again, like imagine that child that doesn't feel validated, that keeps asking for the same thing or about the same thing, or their affect is high. So their emotion is high. They either can be screaming and yelling, or they can give silent treatment. So we need to show the child or teen validation. So there's many parts to validation and acceptance. There's the understanding, the statements, and the questions. So when we talk about understanding, we want to understand the level of intensity to our teen. Whatever went wrong for them might be for us if we would have lost $100,000 today. So I try to imagine when a teen is telling me something, their intensity of their feeling is like if I would have lost a grand, because that puts me in a place to really validate and really join with what's happening for them. And then we want to say some statements like, it makes total sense you feel that way, or you're loved for who you are. And then we want to ask some questions, because questions show an interest in that validation process. We want to understand the events that are triggering whatever it is going on for them. So we can say, how upsetting is this compared to what happened last week? Or when else do you feel that way? Or what would be helpful to you right now? So it's important that we validate and we join and we ask these questions, because that's accessing the social and emotional mind, where they start to realize that we're feeling and accepting what they're feeling. And a quick important point here is, like, a lot of times parents will ask me like, oh, if I have this discussion, will it exacerbate what's going on? And it actually works the opposite. Like, if you talk about something or the feelings associated with something, for example, your teen's relapse, the discussion doesn't incite the desire for more. In fact, it helps the child conceptualize what's going on inside for them, and it gives them a safe space to come and to talk. And one last word on acceptance. When I am called in a lot of times to classrooms for our anti-bullying program, one of the activities I do with the class is called the rainbow. So what I do is I draw a rainbow on the board, and I give every student in the class one color crayon. So one kid gets a blue, red, yellow, green. Each kid gets one color only. And I tell them, you are not to share with each other. And everybody should please copy the board and draw a rainbow, but you cannot share. So of course, obviously, nobody can draw their rainbow with their one color. Nobody can draw a rainbow with just red. Nobody can draw a rainbow with just blue. Because we need the other colors. We need the other people. And in the same way, we need each other. And Hashem made every child a different color, all part of the beautiful rainbow. And we need every single color to be that whole. And every color is different and brings something different to the table. So we need each other to create that whole, the red, the orange, the green, the blue, all part of that beautiful rainbow. And accepting them for their color and their shine is part of the parenting process of accepting and validation.
Well, let's talk about something that you brought up that is so important from masks, and we help parents, and parents are so overwhelmed, so sad when their child is struggling, whatever age. We do elementary age, high school age, married with five children age. We do all ages. And it doesn't matter what age the parent is. When a child is unhappy, you're unhappy. So yes. We talk about in our group, Dr. Rackman, Monday night's group, anyone that wants to come on via Zoom, call Mask 718-758-0400. And she talks and helps parents about self-care. What do you want to tell parents that are so busy with their children and don't make the time or have the time to prioritize their self-care?
Sure. Yes. So I would say that, self-care is so important, and even 2 minutes is vital, because when we're giving all day, we need to nourish ourselves. And the message that I want to give parents is that even if you can just engage in 2 minutes of self-care. It's so important. We can nourish our minds. So even if we can't get out of the situation that we're, you know, if we're in middle with a child, we can actually be telling our minds self-positive messages and telling ourselves things that we're good at, supporting our efforts. And that is part of our self-care plan. Second thing that I would mention is that I have this quote, if you're a parent, you deserve it. And you know what the it is. So for every person, it's something different, what that it, what that self-care is. But just remember that you deserve it. So if you can do more than 2 minutes, great. If you have a day that you can go, if you have an hour that you can go, go. And always 2 minutes is better than no self-care. But if you can do a longer day, that is awesome. Some 2 minute tips is just taking mindfulness, deep breaths, and thinking of a calm place for like 2 minutes, or drawing for 2 minutes, or writing down what's on your mind for 2 minutes, or calling a friend for 2 minutes. And I want to mention how we have to, you know, remind everyone and bring awareness to the fact that humans struggle. And like you said, parents are struggling and they feel it inside. And try to get as much support for yourself as you can. That's a positive thing. And last, sometimes we can engage in self-care together. So a lot of times I'll have a parent needs that self-care more than, you know, in addition to talking, you know, to themselves and giving them positive messages, but they have those children there. So sometimes you can set up the scene for self-care together. So you can set everyone up at the table coloring, where you can do, you know, the adult coloring just to relax yourself. Or if you really need a nap, maybe everyone is going to lay down and rest if it's a safe time to do that. So if you're short on time, try to engage in self-care in these kind of moments.
Hannah Frimmet, there's so much more to speak about with you. So we are going to continue with our show next week with Hannah Frimmet. I want to say thank you so much for being on tonight.
And thank you so much, Rahama, and to MASC for all they do for the community. We're truly blessed to have MASC in our midst.
Thank you. And I want to wish everybody a very good evening, a beautiful Shabbos. And always remember, hang in, hold on, and now virtually hug tight. Tonight's show is Lezech Nishmas, Rivka Bas Leah, and Simcha Shmuel Ben Moshe. Thank you. Have a good night and tune in next week to continue this conversation. Please go online to maskparents.org. Make a donation to help us continue with these wonderful shows. Thank you and good night.
UM Plaza Grill, featuring the best international kosher cuisine at 845 First Avenue at Trump Towers, is reopening on Sunday, February 14th, with beautiful indoors renovated to be COVID-compliant with social distancing, second-floor private balcony with heaters. Valentine's Day sharing menu, $150 for two people. For reservations, call Kenny at 212-223-1801. 212-223-1801. Online at umplazagrill.com. Come in and enjoy great international kosher cuisine at UM Plaza Grill. Hi, this is Zev Brenner, asking and inviting all our listeners to please help us keep the magic flowing at Camp Hask. We're trying to raise at least $8,000 for Camp Hask no later than Sunday, February 14th, because there's matching funds in effect right now. Camp Hask gives kids with disabilities the chance to be regular campers for two whole magical months. Only you can keep the magic going. The show must go on. It's Sunday, February 14th is the deadline. Please go right now to thisishask.com/talkline. Again, that's thisishask.com/talkline. And please give as generously as you can. We need your support. Double funds for the campers at Camp Hask. Go right now. thisishask.com/talkline.
Hello, everybody. This is Rabbi Yaakov Rahimi. I'm here to invite you to enjoy my new show, Be'ezrat Hashem, Real Jewish Talk, every Monday night from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Hello, everybody. This is Rabbi Yaakov Rahimi. I'm here to invite you to enjoy my new show, Be'ezrat Hashem, Real Jewish Talk, every Monday night from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. on WSNR 620 a.m., a talk line show where people could call up and ask any questions on any Jewish topic. We're here to connect, speak truth, common sense, get closer and closer to God each and every single week. Please join me from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. every Monday night, 6:20 a.m. You will love the show. We will grow together in spirituality.